So how long will we make this chapter of the pony story?
7 minutes and 11 seconds.
Okay, we're doing a 7 minutes and 11 seconds chapter on Ackle Island. The princess looked at the poet carefully. She realized that she was able to make poetry herself. She hadn't done it for such a long time, but she was hungry, and she didn't just want to eat berries. So she turned and she looked at the poet and she said, "What do you eat?" And he said, "Fish." "I know you eat fish," she said, "but do you eat anything else other than fish? Is it just fish and blackberries that you eat?" And he said, "No." She said, "Do you ever speak very much?" And he said, "No." "But look, we can't have a conversation like this if the only thing you say is yes and no and fish."
"And berries."
"I know," he said. "Well, come on then. What about a bit of food for your guests? We've arrived on Ackle Island, me and my four ponies, and you haven't said anything to us about would you like a cup of tea? How would you like to have a scone? Come to my mother's house or anything like that?" And he said, "I know." "You are a man of few words, aren't you?" He said nothing. "Oh dear," said the princess to Crystal. "What on earth are we going to do with him?" At that point, Diamond intervened. She went over and she went right up to the poet and she put her head right in front of the poet's chest and she pushed him backwards and he fell off the stones. He fell straight back onto the soft grass behind the stones. She knocked him over. His pen fell out of his hand and his hat fell off his head and his legs went one way and his other leg went the other way. And she looked down at him.
And he said,
"What?
Did he do the splits?"
"He did the splits."
"Yay!"
"He did. He was completely, utterly, and he said something." "What do you think? What do you think he would say? What do you think he said?
No, what do you?"
"No, no, no, I asked you first."
"No."
"Go on, what did he say?" Okay, if you were a poet like that, what would you say? And somebody just knocked you over like that.
No,
go on, I want you to guess.
"No, I don't want to guess."
"All right, I'll tell you what he said. He said, "How dare you? How dare you push me over like that? I was just having a quiet little sit on top of some warm stones doing what I do every day first thing in the morning and you come along and you push me like that?" Diamond turned around and looked at the princess as if to say, "See? He is able to talk. See, it's easy to get him to talk. He's the same. Poets are the same as everybody else. They just don't waste words." "Oh," said the princess, "I see now. But anyway, Diamond, that was quite a radical way of getting a poet to talk." And the poet picked himself up and he said, "All right, if you really are going to be like that about it, I can talk just as good as anybody else. And I actually, every time when I finish the toilet in the morning, it's time to go and have a cup of tea." "Well, take us with you," said the princess. "Come on, we've travelled a long way to Ackle Island and I'm coming in search of a friend. I want someone to go riding with." "Riding? You can't go riding on Ackle Island. It's full of rhododendrons. If you tried riding on Ackle Island, you'd just run into bushes, run into flowers. This island is completely covered in colour. There would be nowhere for a horse to race." "We're not horses," said Silver. "We're ponies. Don't you know the difference between a pony and a horse?" Poet looked at the pony and said, "I'm going to put you in a poem for that. I'm just going to put you into my next poem going on about the difference between a pony and a horse. Wait till I get my hands on you." "Ha ha, ha ha," said Crystal. "He's talking about hands. I suppose he's talking about ponies and how high they are and hands and how many hands a pony has or how many hands a horse has. By the way, can I ask you something? What is the difference between a pony and a horse?
Pony is smaller and a horse is bigger.
And how on earth are you going to measure the difference between the size of a horse? Is it the size of the horseshoes that they're wearing?
No.
No?
No.
But wouldn't a pony have a small horseshoe and a horse have a big horseshoe?
No.
No? And how would you use a hand? Do you put a hand on top of each other like that?
No, you put it sideways.
Sideways?
That way or this way, I'm not sure.
Okay, have you ever measured a horse?
Yes.
And was it easy to measure a horse or did you measure a pony?
I measured a pony. But it was very tricky because he kept on moving.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Wouldn't it be much easier to measure a pony with a measuring tape?
That doesn't count hands.
Couldn't you put a pony up against a wall and put a mark on the wall with a pencil?
No.
No? Why not? I think people are measuring ponies with their hand because they did it before they had measuring tapes. No? Okay, and do you use the same hand or are both of your hands the same size?
Both of your hands are yours.
Okay. Anyway, back to the story. The princess was beginning to feel hungry at this stage. And all this chatter about horses and hands and breakfast and everything made her say the next thing, which completely shocked the poet. She said, "What do poets eat for breakfast? Is it really rabbits?" "What?" said the poet. "Eating rabbits? I've never heard of such a mad idea. Rabbits are my friends. They got lovely long ears and bushy tails. And..."
Excuse me, poet. That actually might be a hare, not a rabbit.
Ah!
So that's why they're so hard to catch.
So maybe I am not remembering the story right. Maybe I got mixed up between rabbits and hares. Maybe the poet was talking about hares. Have you ever seen a hare?
Yes.
Have they got funny back legs?
No.
Do they run in a funny way?
I think so.
Hmm.
But I was hiding behind a tree, and then I saw it run away.
Anyway, that's how come the poet took them off to have rabbit stew for breakfast. I think you're right about the hares.
Rabbit stew?
Yep. He gave them rabbit stew for breakfast on Ackle Island.
But I thought that he was friends with the rabbit.
Yeah, but he was actually friends with hares. That was the mix-up. Right? I remember the story wrongly. I got it wrong. It's actually the hares that the poet was friendly with, and he used to eat rabbit stew for his breakfast. He used to make rabbit stew with berries. So the rabbit stew was quite sweet. And he used to take the skin off the rabbit, and he would use the skin of the rabbit in order to make himself a tent. He would stitch the rabbit skins together so that he was able to crawl in under it and get away from rain like this. Because the poet lived in a tent on Ackle Island. That's what happened. Anyway, while they were sitting round having a pot of rabbit stew, the poet said to the princess, "Which of your four ponies do you like best?" And what do you think the princess actually said?
All of them.
Absolutely right. She said, "I either like all of them or I like none of them. Sometimes they drive me mad, but I don't stay mad with them for very long. And I certainly don't like one of them more than the others because they're each different. And what's the difference between each of the ponies? Asked the poet. And then started a very long conversation, which I won't tell you about, between the poet and the princess.
I wanna hear it.
But it was all about the different ponies and what they had done.
I want to hear it.
But you
know.
All right.
Yippee!
The first thing the princess said was, now let me just check the time and see if we've got time. No, we haven't got any more time. I'll have to tell you about that in the next episode of The Pony Story.